You took my joke away when you said goodbye. I had something to say. I was ready to come up after that goodbye. So thank you folks for being here. They're leaving. No. Here's what we're going to do tonight. For those of you visiting with us, this also happens to be 1 year anniversary for me being pastor here. My wife, Miss Michelle. And we're going to invite you to join us afterwards. We're having a soup and bread fellowship over in the fellowship hall. But what we're going to do here, we're going to have a word of prayer. And then Brother Sam's, we're going to read our history, our practice. We read a missionary letter each evening service. And so we're going to read a missionary letter, have one chorus, shake hands, and then a quartet's going to come back and sing with us for us the rest of the time that we're here. All right? All right, let's look to the Lord in prayer. And Brother Sam, you got your letters, music ready? Father, we love you so much, and thank you for your goodness. Thank you for those who have been able to come out and join us for this kind of a rough weather outside. But Father, just before church, as I looked outside to see that beautiful rainbow of your promise, Lord, thank you so much for allowing us to see the real rainbow this evening. And Lord, I pray that you'll bless our time together, be with our the quartet, Higher Ground. Bless them, use them, help their voices to hold out, and help them enjoy their time here. Help us to be a blessing as well. But most importantly, Lord, is anyone here that has any reservation about their salvation? There's anyone here that doesn't know that they know that they know that they're saved and on their way to heaven. May they come to know the precious Savior today. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. I just wanted to sit down and pay some bills. So that's fine. Thank you very much. Oh, somebody just gave me the city. But true saving, as we all know, comes from the one above. Right? We joke about it every time, but we're about Jesus Christ and about salvation through his grace, which we will sing about a little bit later. Actually, we're going to sing about it right now, but we're going to sing about it later as well. We hope you enjoy this.
Oh,
little more in the accompaniment. I know Tim Master turned down a little while ago, so you need to get back up there. So just a touch. Well, it's great to be here back at Harvest Baptist. What an exciting time for you guys as a church. We understand tonight is a special kind of celebration. Congratulations on your birthday. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. She was all excited. She thought there were her presents coming everywhere. 1 year today. Congratulations. Congratulations to you. And to you. Michelle, right? Well, I was getting to that. And since you sold my line, I may go to the other name. You don't necessarily like quite so much. But we'll keep that a secret. Just between you and me, because first ladies don't like things like that. So, anyway, we are so excited to share in your celebration. Every time we get up in front of people to sing, that's our goal and our mission, that you will feel closer to God when you leave than when you came in. And it has nothing to do with us. It's about Him working through us and the gifts and talents that He's given us. We don't say that haughtily. We don't say that with pride. We say that with honor and respect to our precious Savior, Jesus Christ. So, there's going to be this big chance in our lives when we end our time here on earth, when we're going to be moving up to glory land. Thank you. Something's going on. mountain indeed that prevented us from falling. But I think of those times as times of blessings and times of being touched by our Heavenly Father, by Jesus, our Savior. And He touches us so often, and we kind of brush it off as, hey, pretty lucky guy, pretty lucky gal. I don't always, but almost always, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for protecting me. The song was written back in 1963 by a younger couple at that time out of Alexandria, Indiana. Anybody know who that might have been? Who? Bill and Gloria. Are they married? Gaither? We've heard about them. We think that if they focus on Christian music, they might have a future. Right? I'm kidding. Anyway, we hope you enjoy this. This is a song you'll all know. And it's a song just to remind us that our Savior is always here to touch our hearts. Wonderful guy who's got a great deal of music abilities and background that helps us as we learn new music and as we try to effectively communicate with our Savior leading the way. Mark Douglas from Warsaw, not Poland, but Minnesota. And then this guy, our baritone, a brother in Christ, they all are, but he's become a very special brother to me and helped me through some difficult and challenging times in life. And that's what life is all about, right? It's finding someone that can be with you. And I feel like I'm shortchanging these guys, understandably with him, but thank you for saying that. He doesn't even get the jokes. Goes right over there. So don't worry about it. I'm not hurting. Anyway, from Shakopee, Minnesota, our baritone Scott White. And the gentleman in the red shirt in the back, very, very happy to have him with us. Decades of sound engineering and videography all over the world. Just a wonderful guy that brings a wealth of knowledge and experience, helps us hopefully sound good. From Mendota Heights, John Ivey.
You heard Dave say I was from Shakopee. Dave recently got his heart right and moved to Shakopee as well. He was married in September, the end of September this year. So found a gal here and see when you sing for the Lord, you never know how God will bless you. Right? So
that's right. Met at a higher call concert of all things.
And then you can tell Dave sings first tenor. No. He's the anchor of the quartet, Dave Waller from Shop.
There you go. Absolutely. So, you know, I feel the vibe here, and I feel like we're in a house filled, the house of the Lord, but a house filled with people who believe in Him and have accepted Him. If by chance you are not one of us, it's not an exclusive club. You are welcome anytime. And we want you to know it's not about what you do or how much you give. It's not about works. It's about where your heart's at with accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you have, for some reason, held back and not been willing to commit that, we encourage you that tonight be the night. Because we have no idea what will happen tomorrow or tonight even. So, if you have questions about that, I know Pastor would be available. I'm sure you've got folks here that you can talk to any one of us, and we'll be happy to pray with you and pray for you and hopefully answer any questions. And if we don't have the answer, we'll find somebody that does. All right? So, because if you don't, you're going to miss out on this beautiful heavenly bird.
Our captain days will soon be over here, and we should cross the road in time. For we're down here for just a little while, our home's on the other side. Ambassador true for Jesus, our Redeemer, and as a love crusade. For right against wrong, but soon another wrong, in heaven for the same parade. Our stay upon earth cannot be very long, for we're only passing through. A mission of love from heaven up above to tell our Redeemer true. He gave his own life in shame upon the tree of that's for the world to be paid. So tell his song till not very long till we should go to the saints parade. For heaven's King, we gladly sing. The story's old, yet ever new. In glory land, with that glad band, we'll promenade in heaven's parade. For heaven's King, the story to story old.
There's no care in heaven.
sing this song? I said, forever.
It's a favorite song because I am a sinner saved by grace.
If you could see what I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know you'd see a miracle move along.
I'm sure.
again, we're short on time, and I had so many things planned, but there's a story I have to share. This wonderful Baptist brother went up to heaven and came, and here was St. Peter at the gate. He's welcomed with loving and open arms. And they start walking down streets of gold to see where his home is going to be, because God prepared him a place. And they're walking down, and St. Peter says, "Well, this wing here is for the Presbyterians." And they keep walking down, and they say, "This wing here is for the Lutherans. And that wing down there, that's for the Baptists. We're going to get you there." And then the Baptist guy says, "Well, what's this closed door?" St. Peter says, "Well, that's the children of missionaries, because they think they're only the only ones up here." Sorry, princess. I was, you know, what can I say? So, thank you. You've never heard that. I just thought I'd throw that in today. I've been racking my brain for a joke about missionaries, kids. So, there you go. Well, I want to be very careful. Gosh, we've got to be sort of going. Yeah.
Do the happy ones.
Or the happy ones.
Old Easy Grace.
I was going to go the other way, but that's okay. Let's do Old Easy Grace. Just not worry about anything else.
I'm a new man by Old Amazing Grace. Got a new story, turned a new page of that old cross. Jesus took my place, made a new man by Old Amazing Grace.
It's an old story in an old song, but it's just as timeless as the morning dawn. For the Lord still reaches over time and space. He gives you new life by Old Amazing Grace.
All right.
touching and wonderful relationship word. We gain that light when we accept Him as our Savior. His love for us is incredible. We have songs about Jesus' love, and we're just going to pass that, but we're going to sing this song because He's not just our friend. He's our unbelievable friend. This is a little different style of music for our call, but it won't be like this.
I've never seen you. I've been to his house, but not his home. I've never written him a letter or called him on the phone, but I have walked with him and talked with him so many times. This inconceivable, unbelievable friend of mine. He doesn't have an income, but his wealth can't be a place. He's an international traveler, but he's never far away. He lives inside of me, although he's bigger than I am. He's stronger than a lion, yeah.
Then we're going to take up a love offering. If y'all all promise to give a generous love offering, they're going to come back and sing two more. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, group?
Amen.
All right with you guys?
Amen.
All right.
He's never let us down.
Amen. And has no plans to. Now, it's hard to believe that we've been here a year. And I was thinking this afternoon, and you know, I wasn't going to preach. I'm not going to preach. I'm just going to take a few moments. And I was looking over my Bible and thinking, and some thoughts came to my mind. You know, I thought, you know, it's a sermon that I, an area that I preached out of before, and a sermon I'm developing, so you'll just get kind of a preview in some of the points, but not everything in depth. But in our Bibles, in chapter 35 and chapter 36, the Lord is giving instructions on how to build the tabernacle here. And if you look at, if you have your Bibles or not, I'm not going to read a lot of passage because it's very lengthy, but here he gives instructions on how to build the tabernacle. And the people begin to bring and to bring and to bring. Men begin to come and to work. Ladies became to labor and work to build what they've been asked to build for the honor and glory of the Lord. You get to the end of chapter 35 and get into the first part of chapter 36. And the Bible says this in verse number 3. And they received of Moses all the offerings which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary to make it withal. And here's what I want you to catch. And they brought yet unto him free offerings every morning. And all the wise men that wrought all the work of the sanctuary came every man from his work which they made. And they spake unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord hath commanded. And Moses gave commandment, they would cause it to be a proclamation through the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing. Now, you'll never hear this Baptist preacher tell me you can stop giving, let me tell you. But I thought it was amazing to hear how they responded. And so my question to you in just a few quick points is, why was that possible? Why was it possible for them to do all that they did, and the Lord and His leadership told the people that that was enough? The bottom line, it's the attitude of the heart, not what they had in their hand. And here's a couple quick things, and we'll take our offering. In chapter 35 of Exodus, verse number 21, it talks about their warm heart. for the ministry and for the labor. In chapter, excuse me, verse number 22, they spoke of their willing heart. They were willing to bring. They were willing hearted. And then verse number 25, it says they were wise hearted, and it referred to the spiritual producers. Spirituality brings wisdom, and they responded in wisdom. And in verse number 29, it talks about their working heart. They rolled up their sleeves, they jumped in, and they got the job done. Wasn't concerned about who got the credit. Wasn't concerned about who was doing what, because they were warm-hearted, they were willing-hearted, they were wise-hearted, they were working-hearted. And then number 5, in chapter 36, in verse 3, which I had already read, and they brought yet to them free offerings every morning. They had a worshipful heart. And dear friends, giving is an act of worship. Whether we give of our time, our talent, or whether it be our treasure, it's an act of worship as we give unto the Lord. And I want to say thank you, Harvest Baptist Church, for saying yes 1 year ago after preaching about 4 weeks, maybe a little longer, going through several interviews, talking to pulpit committees, and having coffee and meals with other people, asking questions, willingly to answer the best that I could of how I feel the ministry. You folks chose to say at 98%, yes, we want Pastor Doug to be our pastor. I want to say thank you. And I think over the last year, we have demonstrated as a church family, we have demonstrated a warm heart. We have demonstrated a willing heart, a wise heart, a working heart, and a worshipful heart as we come together in unity and working together for the cause of Christ. We've seen our church grow numerically, but most importantly, we've seen our church grow spiritually. We've seen our church grow closer together. It's a joy for me to stand back and watch the fellowship time. I really believe if we didn't cut it off, it would go on and on and on and on. That's a good thing. And it's so encouraging. It's encouraging when I'm not feeling well, or Miss Michelle or Princess is not feeling well. We get the phone calls, the text messages. We're asked every single week, "Preacher, how you doing? Can I do anything for you?" by somebody in the church. What a blessing. What of encouragement. And all this is done. And I think all these things bring honor and glory to the Lord Jesus. So let me say thank you for your generosity and kindness and love toward us as your new pastor and new pastor's wife. We look forward to many years to come if the Lord tarries his return, and laboring together and building a work that will always, above all things, bring honor and glory to the Lord Jesus. You keep loving me, and I promise to keep standing firm and preaching the word without compromise. Amen. God bless you. General, if you'll come tonight, we'll take up our offering. Love offering for our quartet tonight. And, of course, the church will also be giving them a check. Let's look to the Lord in prayer and ask God's blessings, Brother Enoch.
Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you all the honor and glory, Father. It has been good being in your house
yes.
today. It's always good, Father, to be in your house. But today especially, Father, thank you for allowing Pastor Cook and Michelle a year's anniversary, Lord. They have been a blessing to us. The messages that they give, whether it's the ladies or the messages that Pastor brings. Father, these people are not religious people. They're godly people. And when you have godly people, Father, they'll speak from the heart and they'll get to our hearts. And we thank you for them. Father, thank you for this morning's message for the Sunday school, the women, the men. And Father, now for this blessing of this quartet group. And as David said, Lord, when they sing, it's for your honor and glory. It's not about them. It's not about us, Lord. It's about what you did for us, Lord. Father, may you continue blessing them. And as our brother said, we should be coming to your house joyfully as your people. And I don't know if this is a word or not, but when we leave, we should be joyfuler as we go out from here. And that joy, Lord, may it remain not only on Sunday night, but may we take it as your children, Lord. May we shine for you, and that joy may be without 7 days a week, Lord, 24/7, Lord. And may we realize, Lord, the songs, the message that was just preached this evening, Lord, that we have a home in glory land, Lord. We are pilgrims here. We are just passing by. Thank you for everything. Bless my brothers. And as we dismiss and now have this fellowship, Lord, may we enjoy the soup and say, good, Lord. May you bless us, Lord. And as we say, good, Father, this evening, the message, the song were, good. Thank you, Father. May you receive this tithe, this offering, and may we give it with a joyful heart, for we do it in your name. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Give me Jesus. Precious heavenly Father,